Step 2. E is for elimination. One does not accumulate, but eliminate. It is not daily increase, but daily decrease. The height of cultivation always runs to simplicity. Bruce Lee. Chapter 5. The End of Time Management. Illusions and Italians. Perfection is not when there is no more to add, but no more to take away. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, pioneer of international postal flight and author of Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince. It is vain to do with more what can be done with less. William of Ockham, 1300 to 1350, originator of Ockham's Razor. Just a few words on time management. Forget all about it. In the strictest sense, you shouldn't be trying to do more in each day, trying to fill every second with a work fidget of some type. It took me a long time to figure this out. I used to be very fond of the results-by-volume approach. Being busy is most often used as a guise for avoiding the few critically important but uncomfortable actions. The options are almost limitless for creating busyness. You could call a few hundred unqualified sales leads, reorganize your Outlook contacts, walk across the office to request documents you don't really need, or fuss with your BlackBerry for a few hours when you should be prioritizing. In fact, if you want to move up the ladder in most of corporate America, and assuming they don't really check what you were doing, let's be honest, just run around the office holding a cell phone to your head and carrying papers. Now, that is one busy employee. Give them a raise. Unfortunately, for the NR, this behavior won't get you out of the office or put you on an airplane to Brazil. Bad dog. Hit yourself with a newspaper and cut it out. After all, there is a far better option, and it will do more than simply increase your results. It will multiply them. Believe it or not, it is not only possible to accomplish more by doing less, it is mandatory. Enter the world of elimination. How you will use productivity. Now that you have defined what you want to do with your time, you have to free that time. The trick, of course, is to do so while maintaining or increasing your income. The intention of this chapter, and what you will experience if you follow the instructions, is an increase in personal productivity between 100 and 500%. The principles are the same for both employees and entrepreneurs, but the purpose of this increased productivity is completely different. First, the employee. The employee is increasing productivity to increase negotiating leverage for two simultaneous objectives: pay raises and a remote working arrangement.